USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As travel troubles continue across the nation with more than 4,000 flights canceled already Wednesday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says this is more than just a weather-related issue regarding Southwest Airlines.
As a watchdog, we are going to hold them accountable, and we're going to have to take a deeper look at what's going on with their scheduling systems. We all understand that you can't control the weather. This has clearly crossed the line from what's an uncontrollable weather situation to something that is the airline's direct responsibility.
And the optics couldn't be worse, President.
Southwest is responsible for a vast majority of the cancellations due to lingering impacts of bad weather and operational issues. The West Coast now being hit with heavy rain, winds, and snow. Atmospheric rivers will be driving moisture from Washington down to California throughout the day. The storms have already resulted in a large number of power outages, and flash flooding remains a concern. The first fleet of next-generation Starlink satellites lifted off Wednesday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is carrying the satellites into orbit. Gas prices are creeping up.
Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for regular is 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon. That's still 41 cents lower than a month ago. Texas remains the lowest price leader at $2.70 a gallon. Georgia is a close second at $2.71. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 30 people have died in the snowstorm that rocked the Buffalo and western New York region. This as the cleanup efforts continue. The thruway has reopened along with Buffalo, Nigeria International Airport. Thousands of people remain without power. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the travel headaches continue for people across the nation, some have given up hope and are renting a car to get home.
We have all of our things. We have a way to get home. That's what we're happy about. It's going to take us a while, but at least we're going to get there all in one piece.
Mike Destro and his wife are making the 15-hour journey from San Antonio to their home in Nashville. The Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling stopped President Joe Biden from ending Title 42, a Trump-era health rule that allows border officials to turn some illegal immigrants away. Appearing on Fox, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says stronger solutions are needed.
If we actually held people in place, or if we re-implemented Remain in Mexico, we would see illegal border crossings drop to 45-year lows. And when they drop, we're able to go after the cartels.
The water issues are continuing in Jackson, Mississippi.
Thousands of residents in Jackson, Mississippi, still under boil water notices due to low or no water pressure, and now Mayor Chakwe Antar Lumumba has declared a citywide state of emergency. The notice issued over the weekend after crews reported ruptured water lines in several neighborhoods in South and West Jackson, as well as the city of Byram. The water crisis predicted to last at least two more days, and it'll be bottled water for local residents in the meantime. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden and the First Lady are spending New Year's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!